Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of riba, backbiting, and also the importance of protecting one's tongue. So today's hadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله تعالى قسوة للقلب وإن أبعد الناس من الله القلب القاسي رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not talk much without remembering Allah Ta'ala, because much talk without the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala causes hard-heartedness. Those furthest away from Allah Ta'ala are those who are hard-hearted. So what this hadith is teaching us is that excessive worldly speech causes the heart to become hard. As a result, a person cannot derive lessons from events that are happening around him. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala counters the effect of worldly speech. Hence, one should continuously engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we learn something very important, that excessive speech has an effect and impact on the heart. It actually hardens the heart. It makes a person's heart very, very difficult and hard. You see, heart, in other words, what's happening around him doesn't impact him. You see some scene where a person normally would take a lesson from, where a person met up with an accident, healthy. I'll give you an example. A person was healthy, he was strong, he was wealthy, famous person. Suddenly, out of the blue, accident, this person passed away. What a sabak, what a lesson it is for us. The person whose heart is hard, he'll see the whole scene and it will mean nothing to him. He'll see people around him getting sick, he'll see people losing things, he'll see things happening around him. Sometimes his own parents will pass away, his own child will pass away, but it won't make any difference to his life. Why? Because the heart is hard. On the other hand, a person whose heart is soft, small things the person will see, and it will impact, it will have an effect on him. The person will be able to tear easily. The person will be able to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this person's heart is now soft. Remember, this got nothing to do with a person being brave or a person being weak. It got nothing to do with that. This is speaking about the spiritual heart taking impact and taking effect from things around him because of the closeness that the person enjoys with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the dhikr and the excessive remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes that heart fertile, makes that heart soft. It can receive very, very quickly that ruhaniyat and that nuraniyat that is coming from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We explain that one thing we learn from this hadith is excessive worldly speech. So the Mawlana Talwi rahmatullahi alayhi explained very nicely that what is worldly speech? What is meant by excessive worldly speech? The person now is speaking something about the world, does he automatically mean now this is worldly speech? So he gives an example of what we would term as a greengrocer, person that is selling tomatoes, potatoes, vegetables, etc. So this person, the whole day he's saying, sabzi lelo,
buy from me,
the person is selling. Or like how we see people around us saying, potatoes 20 rand, tomatoes 50 rand,
person selling cabbage,
selling green beans. So he start marketing. The whole day he's singing out the prices of his items. So there the Mawlana Talwi rahmatullahi alayhi says,
that won't be regarded as worldly talk.
That is now something that is permissible for him to do. He's trying to sell his products at a day. So that won't be causing the heart to become hard. What is referred to is idle talk. That is referred to here as worldly talk. Idle talk. There's no need for a person to speak something.
And it's just to kill time. You know, sometimes around the bridesmaid, people don't know what to speak. So now they just to make a conversation till midnight, till 1 o'clock. Now they just talk and talk and talk.
This type of talk, where you're just passing time and you're just trying to give a conversation, no zikr of Allah Ta'ala is being made. This is the type of talk that hardens the heart. Not the man that's trying to sell his potatoes and tomatoes the whole day by talking. That won't cause the heart to become hard. So long as you're not speaking lies, he's honestly trying to make a livelihood. He's not deceiving anybody. That won't cause the heart to become hard. That is not worldly talk. Worldly talk is when there's complete idle talk. There's no benefit in what the man is saying. And he's speaking it. This is something that is very, very dangerous. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of staying away from this. Especially in today's time when we got the cell phone. How many things a person is end up looking at, reading. But he doesn't even need to spend his time and effort and energy. His time that Allah has given us is very valuable. So therefore we must be very careful not to waste it. With our eyes closed, one of the things, or the hadith mentions, that the person in Jannah, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ
illa ala sa'atin marrat bihim wa lam yadhkuru Allah ta'ala fiha. Verse after he goes into Jannah, he won't regret about anything. Imagine getting Jannah. What a person is going to regret. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person will regret over one thing, over those moments that he didn't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't remember Allah ta'ala. He'll regret those moments. So let us not be such that we just waste and while away valuable time that Allah ta'ala has given us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.